Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. It is September the 11th, 2019. It is time to make it rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. We need to get on the grid here, people. Sportsgrid.com. And middle of the week, plenty to get ready for, including the start of week two of the NFL. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, as the Carolina Panthers will welcome in Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Friday, got more week three, the start of week three in college football with yet another underdog spot for Mac Brown and the North Carolina Tar Heels, which I just don't understand, makes zero sense, but I'm holding a ticket for them as well. So maybe that, maybe I'm a little bit sidetracked there, but no, that's right. I don't care. But I do, and we, of course, want to recognize how the grind, and you guys know this, we're here on shows all day long. We're the grind of being a sports handicapper is real. And, of course, being able to talk about it each and every day, it starts to roll into one another, 15, 16, 17-hour days trying to remain focused and deal with multiple sports here, baseball, college football, NFL, basketball will be here before you know it. The daily grind sometimes allows us to kind of miss a lot of things, including the big picture. And today we should not do that, because today, on September 11th, we should be honoring and never forgetting the 3,000 Americans who tragically lost those their lives in these horrific terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers in New York City in 2001. It is 18 years ago today, guys, that it took place. And we would like to send a shout out, of course, to the men and women, first responders around the world, the men and women protecting our freedoms around the world. Each and every day, in fact, in the armed services and their family members who are back home each and every day. We appreciate you. We thank you. And of course, you protect our ability to be able to do just this, bet on sports, talk about it. There's a lot that goes on. Life gets in the way, and I get it. But let us, especially today, let us take a moment throughout the day to kind of maybe just reflect there and say a little prayer for the men and women in harm's way. And, of course, the first responders, the ones running towards the fire while we all run away from it. They're very special people. We thank you guys here on Make It Rain and SportsGrid.com. But, Dane, it has been 18 years. Remember like it was yesterday. And today, at least at some point, I hope folks will maybe just take a step back during the lunch break and just kind of reflect and remember, and let us do a lot of things, but let us never forget those people back in 18 years ago on September 11, 2001.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates of Make It Rain. It's kind of like, you know, people who are older than me always say they remember exactly where they were, you know, when they heard, say, like Kennedy got shot or Martin Luther King was assassinated, or the Challenger explosion, right? I remember exactly where I was, and I want to just double down and echo your sentiments, Joe, not only to the lives that were lost, but to, like you're saying, some of our first responders, some of our emergency personnel, some of our brave men and women in uniform. I, as you know, as a New Yorker, I have my own stories about September 11th. It has touched my family very closely. It still does to this day, because not only, Joe, the people that were lost, but all those people who were first responders, all those people who then worked the construction site and have long-standing health issues because of it, all the people who lived in that neighborhood and still have long-standing health issues because of it, and to this day, the way that our country is still affected. You say it's 18 years, Joe, and it is crazy that you can now be a high school student in this country and know nothing but taking your shoes off at the airport. Nothing but these red alert times that we are in. And the world changed on that day. I remember where I was. I remember so many details about it. We could talk about those over a beer another time. But thanks for bringing it up. And our condolences to the lives that are lost. And our thoughts and prayers to the people who are still struggling and dealing with the impacts of that day. It's very close to my family, Joe. And it's, I give a shout out to everybody.
Yeah, big time, guys. And, you know, let us just not forget. It's about remembrance today, especially today. It's about remembering and never forgetting, and as well as honoring those lives lost and the men and women who continue to do it each and every day. And you may remember, you had Bud Selig at that point was the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and he had canceled all the games. Yeah. And then once baseball returned, it was actually one of the best things for the country. Baseball played a big role in helping everybody cope. I mean, it was a much needed distraction. You had the Yankees, you get ready for the World Series. It helped a lot of people, sure, certainly New Yorkers. It definitely helped.
Those three Yankee wins in that World Series were all by walk-off home run against Byung-Young Kim. And Joe, I remember I went to one of those games, and I remember I had to wait 2.5 hours, Joe, to get in the stadium because President Bush was there throwing out the first pitch, and the security was out of control. There were people who literally couldn't get into the game until like the third or fourth inning because of the security, and I was among them.
Yeah, it's and like you said, remember like it was yesterday, but here we are. Yeah. 18 years later, guys, and yet Major League Baseball once again on this day will be center stage as 15 more games, and these teams still battling, trying to put themselves in a position to be able to make it to October and to be able to make it to the World Series. Baseball was important then. It's actually really important even today, especially for the fans and for those who like to bet sports. It's crazy, Dane, because I pulled up last night the updated odds to the World Series just to see what are the future prices right now. We saw the Yankees, of course, lost last night to the Tigers, and apparently the Yankee season's over. Yankee fans are a little dramatic. I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, really, you're a little dramatic here. But, we're always looking for value here, brother, and we'll talk about this throughout the hour. The updated odds are Astros 2-1, Dodgers 2.5-1, Yankees 7-1,
really?
Braves 14-1, Twins 16-1, Nats 18-1, and Cards 22-1. If you guys think there's any value there, if you see some value, we'll talk about that coming up and see exactly where we can make some money and make it rain. We'll do that next.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Lopez wants it away.
And it's hit deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run by Piazza. And the Mets lead 3-2.
Unbelievable. 18 years. September 11th. It is now 2019. And let us never forget, but let us honor those men and women who lost their lives that unbelievably tragic day there back in 2001. But let us also celebrate. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate the fact that we are here today and we have the opportunity to see who's going to make it to the World Series. And after last night, Dane, I think there's one team that, yeah, probably not going to make it.
Yelich crumbles to the ground after fouling one off his foot. That's going to need a minute. See where that got him. He does wear that protected pad on his foot. That was off the knee. Man, not a good sign here. Right out of the chute in this game, right off the top of the knee.
Yeah, and you guys can hear from the somber tone of the announcers in that game. It was the first inning against the Marlins last night. We found out that Yelich actually fractured his knee, and he is done for the year. And it's such a terrible injury and unfortunate, just such a freak thing for it to happen the way it did last night. And yeah, that's a huge loss for the Brewers. And we were just telling you guys that the latest odds are out for the World Series. And, you know, we talked about this, Dane, a couple of months back, right around the All-Star break.
Right.
And we were looking, trying to figure out, is there any value? Is there any place that we can maybe, you know, dive in and, you know, make a bet, see what's going on? But there really wasn't. Everyone seemed to be very chalky at the time. And, you know, now last night I said, all right, let me check out what we got going on here. And I just could not believe the numbers that I was finding. The Astros 2-1 to win the World Series. Dodgers 2.5-1. The Yankees are 7-1. The Braves are 14-1. And then you've got the Twins and Nats 16-18-1. And I'll even throw in the Cards at 22-1 because everyone seems to forget about them, but we probably shouldn't. Yeah, there's more value on the board right now, and we have less teams that can actually make it. But my eye went right to, why does nobody talk about the Atlanta Braves? Like 14-1, guys. The Nationals have been unbelievable in the second half. They've won something like 21 out of 28 games. They can't even get close to them, which means right. Atlanta continues to roll. And yet, I mean, great defensively, great starting pitching, guys that can mash. The Braves at 14-1, to me, it almost feels like the Braves of yesteryear where, you know, the Maddox, the Glavins, the Smoltzes, everyone was like, yeah, they're good, but. Well, they're good, but at 14-1? I think there's a lot of value in backing the Braves as a possible World Series champion.
You know, that's really interesting, Joe. I have two things to say in response. When you talked about the World Series odds and where there was value, right, over the commercial break, I brought up the World Series odds over at our friends on FanDuel. And let me tell you something, Joe. The odds are dramatically different than what you just quoted. So it reminds me about a point we got to tell everybody yet again, whether it's the regional books, whether it's in college football, whatever, shop around for your lines, Joe. I mean, that's got to be point number one. Because when you were saying things, I'm staring at, for example, over at FanDuel, Joe, you said the Yankees were 7-1. On FanDuel, the Yankees are only 4.5-1. They're only plus 450.
There
okay.
You go.
You talked about the Braves at 14-1. I want to get that number also. Can't get it on FanDuel. At FanDuel, they're plus 900. Okay. Yep. And similarly with some other teams. So one, I think the idea of shopping your lines is one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two, I got two ways I might play this. You know, the Yankees at 7-1. I think is also value because I think they're just as much of a chance to get to the World Series as the Astros, if you want to know the truth. I mean, the Astros gave up 21 runs yesterday. Oh, and by the way, Joe, I hit that over on Oakland-Houston, let's just say, right? But the other way, and this is where I want to ask you, Joe. One of the ways I might play this, because I actually think the Dodgers can be beat in the NL because of, you know, bullpen, defense, things we've talked about. What about, Joe, me putting chips on multiple NL teams? With what you just said, I would be interested, I think, in betting the Braves and the Nationals. That's the way I would like to go. I love your Braves team. I'm with you on that. And as you know, I've been on the Nationals since opening day, thinking they could be carried by their pitching staff. Would it ever stand to reason, Joe, to put shekels on, in essence, what I'm defining as my real NL contenders over the Dodgers? This way, if I get Atlanta or Washington in there, like Washington at 20-1, if I get them in the World Series, I can just hedge the other way if I need to. What about me laying shekels on Atlanta and Washington to try to cover the NL?
Yeah, and you come to let's do the math. If you take $100 and you put it on the Braves and the Nats, right? One is at 1400, the other one is at 2200.
And I went 14 or 2200. Yeah, so I'll take a profit of 12 or 2000. Sure.
Right. Exactly what you're looking at. Now, what somebody might suggest you do is that you can always take the Dodgers plus whoever you want. If you really think the Dodgers, it's a matter of it wouldn't surprise us if the Braves or the Nats went, or 18-1 rather. It wouldn't surprise us. But at the same time, the favorites, if you back it up and at least are holding a ticket no matter what for the Dodgers, then at best you can, if you took the Dodgers and one other team.
Because then if the Dodgers win, I come out as a loser.
Right. Well, if you bet more than two teams. So if you take the Dodgers as one and then you pick
and then
between the Nats. Yeah, you know, your head, and then you can always add from there. But, you know, to your point, if you throw a couple of shekels on the Braves and the Cards, if that's or Nats rather, if that's who you really think,
three cards in there. What if I wanted to bet the Braves, the Nats, and the Cards?
Yeah.
That's a $300 outlay where I would win what, Joe? You know, like 9 or 14 or 1900.
Right. Yes, you
sure.
Could. And we can actually add all of these up if you take
NL playoff
the Astros,
except the Dodgers.
Yeah, if you took the Astros and the Yankees, right, together, because are we thinking anybody else in the American League can pull this
I
off?
I personally don't.
Right.
I could understand others maybe wanting to throw a Cleveland or an Oakland or a Tampa or something. I personally do not think so.
Indians 26-1, Rays 32, A's 34-1. Definitely some value, but like to your point, do we really see anybody walking past the Astros and the Yankees? So I think the Yankees too. Even what are you showing? 4-1 at FanDuel, 4.5-1.
Yeah, plus 450.
It's got to be a bet. You know what I mean? It's got to be a bet, and you got to shop it, guys, because the more books you have, the better chance they have for competing for your business. And how do they do that? They lower the juice. They give you better odds across the board. And also, this is almost one of the things, Dane, if you want to, because the numbers I'm getting are from Vegas. But it makes sense that in Vegas, the Yankees aren't going to get a lot of money. You know who's going to get it? The Dodgers. That's Dodgers. Right. So if I want a ticket on the Yankees, I'm getting a proxy. I'm getting on the phone.
I'm going to Vegas. Right.
And I'm going to Vegas
like
and getting my damn
I'm
ticket.
Doing Atlantic City.
Exactly correct.
That's
yes. And that's the concept.
Like I'm talking about.
Yep. Exactly the concept there. But there is some value there right now. Here we are 2.5 weeks away from the end of the season. And being able to shop around and be able to get the Yankees at 6-7-1.
Yeah, I like that, Joe.
You know, I don't
And I'm
going to
take
Braves.
This further, Joe. I'm bringing up just the NL pennant. Just the NL pennant,
okay.
Right? Because I want to take the Astros and the Yankees out of it, right? I think I can beat the Dodgers. That's the way I'm going after it, okay?
Okay.
And then for the NL pennant, the Dodgers are -110 at FanDuel. Braves
wow.
+380. Cards +750, Nats 9-1. If I do the same thing right now and put shekels on the Braves and the Nats to win the NL, right, at +380 and +900, I believe I have two, in my opinion, I've got the second and third best chances for me, and I'm even
Absolutely.
Winning, you know, on my outlay. If it's $100 each, I'm winning either $200 or I'm winning $700.
I'm trying to beat the Dodgers. Yeah, and I think you're always going to be able to get the Dodgers and the Astros at a relatively close price to that regardless. You know what I mean? Get it. So you can always bet that. Take a chance right now. Hold some tickets with some serious value. We'll talk more about that coming up. Let's make it rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
You got Hollywood Brown, Terry McLaurin, John Ross, John Brown, Randall Cobb, Danny Amendola,
AJ Brown,
yes, DJ Chark, DJ Chark, DJ Chark, and that's the pickup of the week.
Very, very annoying.
Watch live weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on Zumo TV, channel 719.
So it might just be time to get in the game. If you're watching us right now, DraftKings Sportsbook, that's where you can go and get yourself a deposit bonus of up to $500. Now, here's how it works. You create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, you make a deposit, and then you place your first bet. And DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, keep in mind, this offer is eligible to all users plus new users. You get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK to play. And keep in mind, these offers won't be around forever, so do take advantage of it today at sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you've got a gambling problem, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out their website for details. And want to welcome you in on this September the 11th, 2019. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez as we are getting ready. Of course, another packed slate with Major League Baseball tonight, 15 games. So if you don't have to wait for just football, plenty of value on the board as, eight wins last night for favorites, 7 wins by underdogs last night, getting an awful lot of money on the board, guys, for baseball right now. Tremendous amounts of value. And if you have not checked out In-Game Live, beginning at 8 o'clock here on the network, guys, mark it down. Make sure you go. If you've never dabbled in in-game betting, which it is one of the most popular forms of betting around the country in every state that has legalized sports betting, in-game betting is really, really, really gaining steam. In fact, I believe in New Jersey, somewhere along 80 of the bets taken in the books are usually during the games. And baseball is so much fun because of the fact that you can kind of break baseball up into different quadrants, right? You've got the full game. Yes, you've got the first five. You got line movement every time somebody gets on base or hits a home run. And case in point last night, that damn Yankee game. If you took the Yankees at, like we had yesterday, if you took the Yankees total last night, which was a 10, right? If you took that pregame and you were holding a 10 ticket, well, top of the first inning, it was 6-0 Yankees. So now in game, that number of 10, Dane, went up to 14. You could have bet it like we did last night at 14 and a half. Then at the bottom of the first inning, Detroit scores 6 runs. Now it shoots up to 18 and a half. Then the party keeps going. There were 4 and 5 times last night you could have kept after every inning hitting the total if you truly believed that they were going to keep scoring runs and pitching wasn't going to matter, which, by the way, I mean, both teams pounded out 30 hits. There was no indication that pitching was ever going to do anything in that game except throw batting practice. You know, the in-game, Dane, allows you to do just that, hammer the same bet in a number of different ways all throughout the game. So it's not just, and I do think that there is something to be said about the future of sports betting and how it works with these professional sports leagues like baseball. The ability to be in stadium, Dane, right, and to be able to be watching that game live. Yeah. In order to be able to bet it like we were betting it last night and like you can do every night during the week, guys, beginning at 8 p.m. right through midnight. You know, that to me is the future of how sports betting and the professional sports league, that's how that marriage works, is giving us that chance to have our phone or our tablet in the stadium. I get the sights, I get the sounds, I get the smell, and oh, yeah, I get to keep hammering the totals when I want. You know what I mean? That to me is... That's what's going to make this work in the long run.
Yeah, and listen, Major League Baseball is looking for ways to attract attention and keep people invested, right? This could be a way. You know, you talk about in-game betting, you know, and I got to admit, about a year ago, I was relatively new. I mean, I understood it, but I wasn't putting my toe in the water as much. And Joe, it just makes sense. You know, we talk about the trends, the leans, the data points, right, to bet before a game. We want to have all the information so that we can have insight into what's going to happen. Joe, you know the best insight into what's going to happen? seeing it in front of your face, you know, for the first three innings or for the first quarter or whatever it is, you can get a read of, oh, this pitcher has his stuff today, or, oh, they can't stop the run today, or whatever the case may be, or, uh-oh, their starting running back just got concussed, you know, and those are more important data points than, you know, what's happened over the last 13 games, quite frankly. And so I absolutely agree. I think in-game live is the way to go, and there's a lot of times you're going to hear us talking about it. The other thing, when you talk about like putting the kiosks at the stadiums or being able to bet at the stadiums, listen, when I go to a game sometimes with a crew, right, there's always one guy who's like, yo, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll see you in a minute. And it turns out to be like an inning and a half, you know, and I'm like, where'd you go? It's like, yeah, I walked around. Eh, I had to find a place where I could smoke a cigarette. You know, right. Whatever, right? But now that trip is not going to be an inning and a half. It's going to be like 2.5 innings because people are going to be like, yo, hey, honey, hey, wife, I just got to go to the bathroom. And they're going to run to the kiosk. You know, they ain't going to get a beer and fries. They're going to go make a bet. And I think it's going to be very fun.
Yes, I really do. And I think that's what you're going to see. The mobile aspect coupled with the being able to experience the game live like that, Dane, and be able to take it all in and still be able to be able to get your plays in, it's going to be, you know, that's going to be one hell of a fan experience, which, of course, you know, in a lot of places in Europe, they've already had this. They're like light years ahead of us here, which is amazing, you know, with the whole they understanding how it can work during soccer games and those types of things. But it's an exciting time. It truly is. And if you're new to it, you know, the most important piece of advice I think Dane and I can give you is that knowledge is power here. It's great that you're, you know, you've got an interest. Nobody here is saying you've got to mortgage a house to be able to go in and make the game a little more interesting, have some fun. I don't care if you're a $2 better, $5 better, but it doesn't make a difference.
Relative it's about to your means.
Right. It's entertainment, and it's the same reason why people go to casinos or anything else along those lines. If you manage yourself correctly, if you the more knowledge you have, you know, you don't have to spend 20 hours a day handicapping to go, you know what? I'm going to the Jet game this weekend. Yeah, I'd like to put a couple of bucks down on the Jets or the Browns, whatever it is, and make it that much more entertaining, Dane. That's really what it is.
Yeah. I mean, listen. That's what fantasy is. That's what gambling is, right? It gives you a little of quote-unquote skin in the game. And to your point, Joe, you know, I don't care if you're a $2 better, a $50 better, a $100 better, a $1,000, a $5 better. Like, Floyd Mayweather bets hundreds of thousands of dollars on random things in Vegas. Why? Because he's a multimillionaire, or at least we think, right?
Yeah.
You know, but for you, if you're making 50 grand a year, you bet $5. It's really whatever it is that gives you that little sweat, that gives you that action, that gives you that extra investment in what you're seeing. You think people are going to care about a random Titans-Jaguars game on week 7 Thursday night football unless they got a fantasy player involved or unless they got a couple shekels on the over? You know what I mean? And I think that the leagues and the commissioners have started to realize that this is what will get more eyes to the set, more butts in the seats is following all this stuff. This is now a means for fans to be more invested and thus more interested in their product. So the toothpaste is not going back in the tube, people. And it doesn't matter. Do whatever it is that's right for you to give you a little bit of an extra sweat on the game.
Yeah, and that's why having a network like ours here at SportsGrid.com, a totally free 24-hour-a-day network dedicated to making you a smarter, more knowledgeable, more profitable sports investor, fantasy player, whatever it may be, is valuable stuff. So, you know, we're glad to have you here. It's just getting started, the whole industry. It's going to be an awful lot of fun to see where this goes, especially once it truly gets married with all of the big leagues, the big four, you know, Major League Baseball, the NFL, you know, MLS, I don't care what it is, NHL.
I got NYCFC home tonight.
Yeah, NBA. You're going to have a whole lot of opportunities to, you know, kick it up a notch, so to speak, in the
the
betting world.
On esports and reality TV, for God's sake.
Right. Well, then you don't have to go total degenerate like us. Nobody's, you know, don't be like it. Just, you know, you can, we'll help you, but you don't have to be total degenerates like
I need
like
extra action when I'm watching Survivor after dinner with my fiance. That's what I need.
Yeah, wait till the elections come around,
too,
where you can start Yeah, you can really start to, you know, it's pretty much you're going to be able to bet on anything legally, which is an awful lot of fun. But listen, baseball, it's coming to a close. Opportunities for the future still available. If you guys are really backing a team, you like it, we gave you the prices, hop on the futures tickets. Not like the biggest problem with guys that love future bets or the people that they don't do it, Dana, is the fear of, I got to place a bet and what, wait 6 months until it cashes out or wait until I figure it out? Well, if you've been holding off on doing a future bet or World Series, it's almost here. You got another month here, guys. So now would be the time to throw a couple of shekels down on one of your favorite teams. And the value, we told you, whether it be if you think the Nats, if you just think it's going to be Dodgers, Astros, then you know what? Go ahead, bet the Dodgers and Astros. Go ahead and bet on one of the, you know what I mean? It's you can always double down on one or the other. So, but if you do think Atlanta, and to your point, Dane, that starting rotation of the Washington Nationals is going to be competitive and has it, guys, there is plenty of value on the board. And I do think there's also some teams there you can probably rule out, but I do think there's four or five on the list, Dane, with legitimate chances of winning it.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, obviously the Dodgers and Astros are among them. You know, and to your point, Joe, I didn't used to bet futures before it was like kind of legal because I was on these like black sites and they would shut down sometimes with my money before you like I got burned by Black Friday in the online poker world, right? So I didn't want to have my money tied up for that long, but now it's legal and reputable and valid. So futures, here I come.
Yep, that's it. It's on that way. And don't worry about it. We got plenty. You don't have to wait until 6 months. We got plays you can cash on tonight and tomorrow night. We'll start diving into some of these numbers here. NFL Week 2 next. Make it rain.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your today.
All right, we're excited here, getting ready for week two of the NFL. Slate begins tomorrow night. Carolina, Tampa Bay, first game up. College football will kick into week three on Friday. Monster slate of action over the weekend. And, of course, you know, week two in the NFL is known as the wildly successful for the professional sports bettor, the overreaction of what we witnessed on week one, as everyone, the recency bias kicks in, and those that only bet during football season, they, you know, they see a score or they saw some highlights and like, wow, that team sucks. This team is great. This team sucks. So what happens is there becomes a lot of places on the board, Dane, where value. You can definitely get it if you know what you're looking for. But timing is everything in betting numbers, right? We talk about it all the time. I don't care what the name of the team is. Like, I didn't care it was Detroit last night. You're going to give me a run and a half at plus 190. Guess what? It doesn't make a difference. I don't care what name you put on there. Value is value. And in the NFL, it's important because of the public factor, because so many people bet the NFL, the numbers that are available right now could very well be gone, Dane, in 2 hours from now, 4 hours from now. So it's so important with some of these games that if you think you want to back a certain team because you like the number, there are some games where bet it right now. Like, stop what you're doing, get the fan to open the account, go to point, bet the damn game now. But there are some other games where if you are, you know, some teams where if you're going, you know, I really like them. Well, there are some situations, Dane, don't bet now. Like, hold on. Like, wait until Saturday, wait till Sunday. And the concept, Dane, of course, is that timing and number, right? I want a certain number for a game for a team. We know, and Dane, you've talked about it, we've talked about it. Folks need to understand the number 3 and 7, right? Mostly, isn't that really, King, what it's all about? 3 and 7. So knowing that, and knowing that the juice is going to continue to rise before the number does, meaning sports books will do everything not to drive bettors out. Like, so instead of going to 3.5, they would rather just keep it at 3 and jack you up to minus 125, minus 120, right? And look at this game here with the Colts versus Tennessee.
Yep.
Because this is a perfect example of what you've got going on right now.
Juice instead of the hook.
Right. Exactly correct. And if you've got anybody that watched Tennessee and Cleveland, the overreaction for Cleveland being that bad and, of course, Tennessee being that good, we know what's going to happen. Tennessee's at home. Colts lost. Still no Andrew Luck in the minds of many, you know, sports bettors here, NFL bettors. The books know this. The line is 3, but Dane, you and I both know that if you want to bet Tennessee, two things are going to happen here over the next 24 hours. It's going to continue to rise the juice, or it's going to make it to 3.5. And then at that point, you've brought the hook in when laying it, and it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, Tennessee is one of these teams this week where if you like Tennessee, hop on Tennessee now. Hop on Tennessee. If you like Indy, hold off. Like, hold off, because this will eventually get up to 3.5, Dane, maybe even 4 by the time the money starts rolling in.
Yeah, Joe, you said a couple of very important things for the kind of early career bettor there, right? And that's being reinforced. A big shout out in our chat room. Wally George in the chat room is saying, you know, as a rule of thumb, Joe, and I agree, and it's kind of what you outlined, you know, as a rule of thumb, you could wait for the underdog and bet early with the favorite, right? Because usually it keeps on going in that direction, right? Like you say, the public loves favorites. The public is going to bet late. You know, they get their paycheck on Friday, and the public is then going to do it, and that's going to give you more opportunity, you know, to get a bigger number for the underdog if that's what you like, you know, as a rule of thumb. So big shout out to Wally George. You talk about this Tennessee number, but we have another example, Joe, that actually it has happened since yesterday. Yesterday, Joe, you said, if you like Carolina, bet them now for Thursday night football. Yesterday, that was 6.5. Today, I'm staring at 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook. So when you add that idea that now 7 is that key number, and yesterday I could have got the Panthers and if they won by a touchdown, I win. Now, if I get the Panthers and they win by a touchdown, I push. That is, you know, a perfect example of what you are saying, Joe. And the idea of the juice is another great thing for kind of the novice bettor, right? Standardly, it's minus 110 on both sides. When you got a point spread, usually it's minus 110 on both sides. That's the juice on either way. That's the way Vegas makes their money, people. Okay? But before going to change the actual spread, they'll change the juice. It'll be minus 115, minus 120, because they don't want to go that, you know, actually add the half point. So you could always get an inkling on if they're going to move the spread. If you see an out of whack, you know, kind of juice on a number, you know that they're it's just past the tip, about to hit the tipping point of when they need to move. So you can always get an idea of when they're going to have to do that. But Joe, what's the max like for a, you know, kind of that juice, like you say, because I see it at minus 115, minus 120, then minus 125. Is there any like kind of like actual rule that after, say, minus 125, they got to go and change the line? Or can they hang it, let's say, if they don't want to add the hook for Tennessee? Could a book go as much as like -3 and -150? Or at some point, is it like, do they have to go to 3.5?
And again, depends on the book, but the reason the book is raising the juice as opposed to the spread is because they're trying to hold off giving the big bettors, the professional bettors, the opportunity to hammer them one more time and create even more liability. Right. So
they, can expose
they
a
know,
on some
the average bettor is not going to be like, you know, hey, you know, oh, look, it's minus one. I don't even know what minus 120 doesn't make. Oh, it's minus 120. I'll go ahead and, yeah, I'm still taking it because the only number they care about is that 3. But we know professional bettors, you're going to slap that 3.5 on there. You know what's going to happen. More liability is going to come in, especially from the pros who are going to grab that hook and go to Indianapolis, and then they've got to bring it back down anyway. So the juice is just a tool for them to make you pay extra for that number, because if they do move it up, they know what's going to happen there. But they know that the average bettor is not even worried. That whole concept of betting 11 to win 10, people don't concern themselves with it. They want the 3. That's what I've been told. I want the 3. Wow. There's a big difference between taking the 3 at minus 105 and taking the 3 at minus 130. So it really depends on their exposure and their liability, but it won't last long, Dan, because if the money is coming in so hard and fast that they're at minus 125, it's moving one way or the other. They're just trying to create that 50-50. Give themselves an opportunity to get as much money on one side of the bet, because they know when they move it, guess what's going to happen? The big guys are going to come in. Yeah.
And let's take another example here. We go to Washington and Dallas, Joe. You know, it's staring at standing at 4.5. But, you know, yesterday we saw with me and Venmo, right? I was waiting. I want to get a bigger number. Hey, and the book that is Venmo Brian offered it to me. So I took it.
That's exactly correct. And look, the Giants. Look at the Giants right now. We talked about this game yesterday where it was a little. First of all, the discrepancies between the books have been all over the place. But the Bills are now heading back to East Rutherford, right? Second time that they're playing in at MetLife Stadium, which is crazy. And if you like the Giants right now, you know, it opened up at the Giants +2. And now it's been moving right closer to Pick'em. Perfect situation. You like the Giants? Bet the damn Giants. You're getting plus money, because all of a sudden it started coming in the other way, and now all of a sudden it's the Bills that are even. Now it's a pick 'em, or it's going to be -1. It is home field advantage after all. Right. So yeah. You know that home field should be -3. This opened up at +2. If you're a Giant fan, what, like, get all over it. Take the points. Bills fans, you guys keep waiting. Don't worry about it. It's already moving the other way. It's already moving towards you. Yeah.
Other example, what do you have now? In Saints-Rams. Saints-Rams, okay? At least on FanDuel, the Rams are -2.5. Mm-hmm. And -120, okay? Right. And here's the thing, Joe, because you just said it. 3 is a key number. The books are trying. They are holding on to their fingernails, hoping they can keep it at 2.5. So they got it already at -120. They may go to -125 on it. They are trying to not have to go to -3 because then they know that's a whole different proposition now with the key number.
Yep, absolutely, man. And you're going to see this. And don't forget, we keep telling you to shop because regionally you're going to get some differences. You are also offshore. When you put all of the places to be able to bet and you put it into and you start looking at them, guys, there's obviously in New Jersey, I do think the Giants and Jets spreads are going to be a little bit different than they are in Vegas. Or what they are in Indiana, or what they are offshore. So depending on what side you want, and that's why we say you don't have to fund a number of different sports books with $1 trillion. You keep a couple of bucks in a number of different books, and it gives you the opportunity to be able to shop, and that's what it's all about. And even totals, Dane. I mean, let's face it, you've got. I do believe Cincinnati and San Francisco, right, is hanging around. It was at 44.5. What is it now, 45? What do you got San Francisco in that at?
That's what I'm looking for, 45.
Okay, so it's 45. Yeah, so depending on what side that you want to be on there, guys, the Bengals, do you want to talk about overreaction? The Bengals almost should have beat Seattle, correct? I mean, should have been. All of a sudden, you got – John Ross, you got Tyler Boyd, you got all of these guys like that are going to Giovanni Bernard. These guys can really score points. Well, can they? Can they really score points? How about Jimmy G? Like, was anybody impressed with what San Francisco did offensively? Now they've lost Coleman in that situation there. So depending on what side you want to get, because I do think this number is going to start to increase because they're going to say, oh, Jimmy G, they're going to be ready to go. Cincinnati. I'll tell you right now, guys, if you think it's going to go over, bet it now. If you think it's going to be under, I'd hold off, guys. I'd hold off because I do think the money is going to come rolling in because everybody is now enamored with the red rifle, man. And those points are coming, brother. Did you see Giovanni Bernard run the ball? It was against Seattle. That overreaction, my man, is coming. You and I both know that. So hop on it because that number is going to keep rising if you think they're going to keep scoring more than 44.5 points.
Yeah, Joe, you know, I go back to that Saints-Rams game, right? And you talk about the regions, right? L.A., real close to Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. So there, I think they're going to be leaning towards the Rams. And then they're going to have to adjust the books differently to get that 50-50 money. New Orleans, though, think about all those riverboat casinos down the Mississippi River and in the Gulf of Mexico. I bet the spread down there is going to be a little bit different because they got to generate even money as well. Mm-hmm. But, Joe, the Miami Dolphins are getting 18.5 at home against the New England Patriots. Do you think if I wait, I could get it to up to 3 touchdowns, Joe? Because at 21, I'll take it. Like, you know what I mean?
Don't see it. What's going to stop it? I mean, who in their right mind is? And you know what? Here's the problem with this bet. If you take Miami, right? If you take Miami and they get blown out, here's what you're going to hear. What the hell is wrong? You took the worst team in the world.
Of course.
If you lay the points and Miami covers, you're going to hear, what the hell are you doing going to Miami? You never play good there. Like, you can't win either way with that bet. So I'd avoid it like the plague is what I would do. We'll talk about that, though. A couple of records being set in that game. We'll tell you about it next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive.
You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Yeah, all the little tips and edges that you try to get from the sports investing world, every one of them is meant to try and give you the best chance to be able to cash, Dane. That is what it is all about. It's what we try to do here at Make It Rain, and we'll do that as we'll start breaking down some of these games coming up next hour, in fact. And, of course, we'll talk about the and I don't want to, but we'll address the whole AB latest debacle breaking last night. Tom Brady comes out yesterday and invites AB, move in with me until you get settled. And then, no problem, Tom. And then last night, it's like, oh,
and
yeah.
And then Giselle checks her phone over dinner.
Yeah. It's like, great. Three separate encounters, sexually assault, rape, Antonio Brown, here we go. And, you know, as you look, as you read over it, because there are text exchanges made public now, this accuser, I will tell you this, she's not trying to hide behind anything. She is out in front, like she is willing to talk, interview me, go ahead. Like she's willing to, she's not hiding from anything. She is not looking to keep her privacy. She is going full board. And the problem with any of these types of situations, Dane, is that you just don't know. You don't know. But the information that we do know that's not being undisputed, like the text messages, it's just an awful look for Antonio. And once you ring that bell, you can't undo it. And that's the problem with all of this is I don't know. I, you know, Antonio Brown, what he's done with the Raiders. What does that have to do with this? Like, you just don't know. It's one versus the other. But it everything with this guy, how much do you think the Patriots are willing to tolerate? Because even if it's false, it's still a distraction, right? Isn't that what it is more than anything else?
Yeah, listen, and first of all, let's be clear. This is very different than frostbitten feet or a helmet dispute, okay? Let's not try and lump it up because that is diminishing what this really is. But you're right, Joe. The timing is interesting. How out in front she is interesting. You know, but I'm not going to say – I just don't know. And I just want to see how it plays out. But, you know, it's crazy. It's not one thing, it's another.
How much will they tolerate? That's the question.
And was his social media consultants concerned about this? Did he tell them about this?
Crazy. Talk about it. Final hour coming up.